Order, order.
Select committee report.
Although there were no select committee meetings held during the week, the government is looking at a recent report from the Privileges Committee. That committee considers alleged breaches of parliamentary privilege by MPs. Reports from the Privileges Committee must, under standing orders, be debated the day after they are presented to the House. That debate was held when Parliament last met, and Attorney-General Christopher Finlayson, who chairs the committee, began the debate by outlining the meaning of parliamentary privilege.
Parliamentary privilege is not there as a special benefit for a particular person. Parliamentary privilege is there to enable this Parliament to conduct its functions. It is vitally important for New Zealand's constitutional health. And I sometimes think it's unfortunate that this term privilege is used, because it does have a connotation of it's for the benefit of the individual. Far from it. This Parliament is not concerned with parliamentary privilege in that kind of characterisation. It's concerned with privilege to enable this place to run properly in the interests of the New Zealand democracy.
Mr. Finlayson also sought to define the nature of a parliamentary proceeding.
And I think for too long there has been vagueness about the meets and bounds of what is a parliamentary proceeding. And we say in this report that the time has come for a parliamentary privilege piece of legislation that addresses that particular question.
The issue before the Privileges Committee was the ability of public servants to provide advice to ministers without fear of legal repercussions if that advice is defamatory, an issue sparked off by a specific case in 2007.
Eventually, it found its way to the Court of Appeal, which dismissed the appeal of the Attorney General and concluded that statements made by an official to a minister for the purposes of replying to questions for oral answer were not themselves parliamentary proceedings. And so that very critical issue of what is a parliamentary proceeding arose.
And in 2011, Speaker Lockwood Smith referred the matter to the Privileges Committee.
And so the committee met and it has decided, Mr. Speaker, that the time has come, and the conclusions are set out in the report itself. The time has come for Parliament to bite the bullet and pass parliamentary privilege legislation that addresses some of these questions that frankly have hung around for too long.
The Labour Party's Shadow Attorney-General, David Parker, outlined the relationship between Parliament and the judiciary.
There will always be a grey line as to what is the end of parliamentary jurisdiction and what is the limit to the jurisdiction of the courts. And I think that I like the fact that the courts can push against abuses by Parliament where Parliament goes too far.
Mr. Parker then referred to the specific case in question.
Here we have the Supreme Court trying to introduce a new legal principle that limits the privileges of Parliament and in particular the rights of or the extent of what is a parliamentary proceeding in respect, in the facts of this case, question time.
Mr. Parker was concerned by the implications that might have.
Government officials advising ministers for question time, there is a very strong public interest that they can be completely without risk of suit if they say things that are defamatory of people, because these things are defamatory if you allege them to be the outside parties to be corrupt. Those statements ought to be able to be made to a Minister of the Crown as that Minister prepares for question time.
And for that reason, Mr. Parker said Labour supported the recommendations of the report. Also sitting on the Privileges Committee is Kennedy Graham of the Greens.
It is of paramount importance that the public understand the true meaning of the phrase parliamentary privilege. This does not mean undue or unearned material benefit for members of Parliament. It is almost the reverse. It means the protection of their freedom of speech, and in this case, of officials advising them, for the sake of liberty and democracy, that is the inherent right of the people they represent.
And final word from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
The right of an MP, whether wrong or right, but the right of an MP
to honestly state his or her view.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters speaking in the debate on the Privileges Committee report on the defamation action between the Attorney-General and Gow versus Lee. The government is due to publish a response to that report by September 3rd. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.